Okay, we are here with Frank Hixon Terrell Jr. And this is Paige Steinman. And I have Sloan Steinman. Say hello.
Hi.
Also here, we are interviewing Pop about his time at Uncle Russ and Aunt Mabel's farm.
That's right. Those were good old days. My Uncle Russ made a business deal with a gentleman in Kansas City where he managed the farm, took care of the crops, and raised and ran it as a farm. And whatever money he made off the farm was his to keep. And his responsibility was to keep up the buildings and take care of their horses. The owners of the farm had some polo ponies and would play. They would practice out there. We got a chance to watch them play polo, and it was pretty dumb at the time.
The game of polo seemed dumb.
Yeah.
How old were you when you were going to the farm?
I'd say probably age 8 to 14. That was my big desire every summer when school was out, was to go out and visit Uncle Russ and Aunt Mabel. Take care of my job. I had my chores.
While you were there?
Oh, yeah. You would have been good at it. Collecting the eggs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Feeding the chickens. And slopping the hogs. And also, I got a chance to ride my little pony, a Shetland pony, who was the fattest dog of its kind in the world. And it was all I could do to get my legs around it to stay on it.
Because it didn't get a lot of exercise?
Oh, it got a fair share. We'd have to go out and round up the herd of milk cows. He had about 8 or 9 milking cows. We had to go out and get those every day, bring them in to milk them. And my other responsibility with my 22 rifle was to keep the groundhog population under control. And we were very successful.
When did you start shooting a rifle? Were you shooting that when you were 8 years old?
No, probably older than that. Probably 9 or 10.
Did Uncle Russ teach you how to shoot it?
Sure. Taught me how to shoot a rifle and a shotgun. And I actually got up old enough that I'd work on the hay crew, driving a hay buck, baling. Well, when we were baling hay for the winter, and I could go on for more, but you tell me what you'd like to hear.
Well, were Uncle Russ and Aunt Mabel related to us? They weren't actually your dad's brother, was he?
Oh. Aunt Mabel was my dad's sister.
Oh, so it was. Okay. It really was your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have any other sisters?
Yes, he had. I think there are 3 of them. And I don't think any of them are living. One of the offspring. My cousin is still living and lives here in Kansas City. And
Mary Ann McCurdy?
Yeah.
So she was a daughter of one of your brother's other sisters.
Yeah.
So she came to the farm too sometimes.
Oh, yeah. She lived out there. And we lived together out there during the summer months when I was there.
So you told me last night or recently that you guys used to share a room at the farm, Mary Ann and you.
Yeah, in the wintertime, it got plenty cold, and the only heat you had was a gigantic cast iron stove in the kitchen. And boy, Uncle Russ spent a lot of time had to stay on top of keeping a fire going in that stove. And at night, the only heat in the house, two-story house, was the heat that came off that stove. And when they had open grates between the rooms, so the heat would make its way up through the floor and heat the room a little bit. But we slept in feather beds.
Sounds pretty good. Cozy.
Yeah, I had a little trouble understanding why at some point they decided that my cousin and I ought to quit sleeping together.
I'm curious if that's how we ended up with a cast iron stove in our house for all those years.
Well, part of it, yeah. Yeah, it got me out there chopping some wood.
Where was the farm?
It was out east and almost mostly east of Kansas City in what is now Lee's Summit. Much of the development, newer development in Lee's Summit is on their property. Because he was farming 1,000 acres. So they had a pretty good size spread.
So they were taking care of animals.
Yeah,
they
owned
the land, but they also farmed it.
Yeah, part of the farming was provide feed for the cattle, fatten up the cattle, and get them ready for market. He tried some sheep one time. That didn't work out. He was not a sheep person. And I can't remember the problems we had with him, but they didn't last very long.
If you had not been going out to the farm for the summer, what would you have been doing? Like, your sisters didn't go to the farm, did they?
No.
They stayed in Kansas City for the summer?
Yeah, I'd just have to talk. I just would bug my mother and father so bad that to get rid of me, they'd take me out there.
But Uncle Russ and Aunt Mabel, they liked having the extra help?
Oh, yeah. We had two other farmers that worked for Uncle Russ and lived in properties that were on the farm. So they had two families, and one of them, Thane Gaffeller, where that name came from, I don't, if I knew it, I've forgotten. But he was a lot of fun. He was a jolly old, maybe an Irishman. And he did some crazy things. Somebody told him that if he'd take a sack of green
hay or green greens.
I'm just having a mental break here. Persimmons. And beat him up with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And then toss him in the creek. Toss a gunny sack. They'd fill a gunny sack, beat it up to get the juice out of it, throw it in the creek. And the theory was that it'd make the fish sick and they'd come up and we'd just go pick them up.
Poison the fish?
Pardon me?
Poison the fish so you could catch them?
Yeah.
That's a little sneaky. Did it work?
I can't remember.
Did any of those other farmers who lived on the property have kids your age? Were there other kids running around your age?
One other had a couple had a daughter that was older than I, and the other, I can't remember if Thane had kids. He had two sons, but I can't remember what age they were. And they didn't live right on the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they didn't work on the farm, so I didn't see much of them.
What was your fondest memory of Mabel? That can be our last question.
Well, Mabel was very religious. And you never missed church on Sunday. And she'd read the scriptures to us and read out of that Bible. And keep the family shipshape. And she, and Mabel, oh, Edna Terrell was Russ's grandfather.
Grandmother? Edna Terrell?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. The interesting thing about her was that she was the one that was the zealous one for the Lord. And my sister Joan, one time when she was at their home in Rockford, was praying in church. She had a kind of a vision of sorts. There was a picture of old Anna Terrell lifting her up and giving her to the Lord. And we figure she probably did that with my other sister.
Mabel did or Anna Terrell?
Anna Terrell.
Who was Mabel's mom.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you really loved your time out there.
Oh, yeah.
Was Mabel a pretty loving person, despite sounding sort of strict?
Sure. She was a good, good sort, but she was strict, and she had to the heels, and no coming in the house with muddy boots. And they had one of the farmhands or somebody had a pet skunk.
What?
And it had come, it had run out of the house, it had come rolling in the kitchen. One day, it came into the kitchen, but it wasn't the right skunk.
Wait, what?
So she, her usual procedure with their pet was just to take a broom and push and sweep him out the door. Well, she found out they, she had a live bombshell.
Oh, no.
It really stunk things up.
Oh, that's terrible.
It wasn't too nice at the time.
Sprayed the whole inside of the house?
No, just not too much. Just there in the kitchen. And we scrubbed and wound up, I think probably wound up painting that kitchen again.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, anything else you want to tell us about your time out there at the farm?
Oh, not that I can think of. I had a lot of fun just being outdoors. It's an opportunity I wish I'd been able to offer to my children, that experience of living on a farm, working on a farm, tramping the woods looking for groundhog. I got to be a pretty good shot.
I bet you did. That was good training for all your hunting later. Well, thanks for letting us interview you, Pop.
Well, my pleasure. I'm sure it'll go in the annals of history as very worthwhile.
Love you. Good job.
You bet. Love you too, babe. Bye.